Here I am in Budapest. Last night we had a very nice program. It was our second dinner to thank the businessmen, businesswomen who were supporting our 1% campaign. And just the dinners themselves are another way of cultivating these people. And it's really nice that Damodar and Dharmishtha are really getting involved more or less full time in helping cultivate and develop the preaching here in Budapest. Tonight we're having a program with all the devotees, both who are living in the temple and both who are living outside the temple, in order to take further responsibility for building up our preaching strategy and develop our preaching and devotee care, mainly in Budapest, but actually there'll be devotees coming from around the country, so that we can really set up our devotee networking and preaching network. I'm going to have to talk about one topic right now that's on my mind, because there's a saying that everyone has to speak what's on their mind. And what I've been absorbed in since 9 o'clock last night till midnight and 4 o'clock this morning until more or less right now is researching a topic and formulating an appendix that I'm going to be writing in Navabraja Mahima, which is about who found Gopal Roy at Govardhan, also known as Srinathji. Was it Madhavendra Puri or was it Vallabhacharya? It's a relevant question for me, because in the parikrama of Govardhan right now, I'm at a place called Shingar Stali or Gopal Prakat Stali, which is the place where everyone agrees that Gopal was found. The real issue is that there are in these two sampradayas, Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya, Pushti Marg Sampradaya, there are two versions as to how Gopal was found. One is the version that you've all read about in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and I'll just touch on. And the other version is that of the followers of Vallabhacharya. One says Madhavendra Puri found, and the other one says that Vallabhacharya found it. So, of course, in my narration, I'm going to mention that Madhavendra Puri found it, because that's my faith, that's my conviction, that's what Prabhupada said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, how can I say anything else? And because of their own faith and conviction, followers of Vallabhacharya, they will say that Vallabhacharya found it, and they have a whole reasoning behind that. And that's the basis of religious faith, is you take things on faith. But I want to know whether there is actually more historical evidence that would really lend weight to verifying the version of Chaitanya Charitamrita, more objective consideration, which would certainly weigh in on the side of an inquisitive Gaudiya Vaishnava, and at the same time perhaps give another perspective to an open-minded Pushti Marg follower. And it's an important topic, because just to say, okay, well, there's these two versions are also there, that doesn't sit well with me. It detracts from the glory of Madhavendra Puri. It detracts from the glory of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. And if you just accept both versions, saying, okay, well, that's fine, but Chaitanya Charitamrita is the words of a liberated soul. There's no room for any defect in it. If you even entertain the idea that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was in some way made a mistake in what he's writing, then you could equally make an argument for other issues, not just of a historical nature, but a philosophical nature, about what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did and also what he taught. And that's not something that Gaudiya Vaishnavas want to consider. So we want to know, In what order were these devotees favored? And there's no question that Vallabhacharya was not favored, because ultimately Gopal has been with the Vallabha Sampradaya for the last 450 years. But was Madhavendra Puri, just as they say, someone whom Vallabhacharya gave the worship of the deity to for some time, and then it came back into the hands of the Pushti Marg? Or was he actually, as Chaitanya Charitamrita says, and as we believe, the person who originally worshipped? And then, as described in Bhakti Ratnakar, Raghunath Das Goswami then handed over the worship to Vitila, the son of Vallabhacharya. So let me just go over briefly these two stories, because by comparing them, we get a little idea of which of the two really objectively is more credible. You know the story, which is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There, what's of outstanding significance is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this pastime of Madhavendra Puri finding Gopal from Ishvara Puri, his spiritual master, and he himself is recalling it. So for accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which even Vallabhacharya accepted, then it can't be that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is making a mistake. He himself is saying that this is how it happened. Vallabhacharya had a difference of opinion later on. Not really a difference of opinion. He was felt slighted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he never questioned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God. So if he is God, how can he be accepting a story which is erroneous? That's a very, very strong point. And there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is hearing how, and this is when Lord Chaitanya is coming from Mayapur to Jagannath Puri, which is in 1510, how Madhavendra Puri found the deity. Now, historically, from the research, I have dates as early as 1479 as the time when Madhavendra Puri actually found the deity of Gopal. That is, interestingly, the birth date of Vallabhacharya. So if that date is correct, obviously Vallabhacharya had just been born. And the earliest date that we have for Vallabhacharya finding Gopal, although by the account of the Pushti Marg Sampradaya, there's a real broad range. The earliest date is 1493, and it goes up into like 1560, which I think even by their own history is plainly erroneous, but that's one. So the other very strong evidence, aside from Chaitanya Charitamrita, which, remember, was written by a resident of Radhakund, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami lived there, although not at the time when the deity was to be found, but sometime thereafter. He lived there while the deity was being worshipped, from the age 16 until the age of 90. He was in the area and he knew the story. This is the story that he writes down. It's the same story that another resident of the area, this time a resident of Govardhan, Raghavacharya, gives when he takes Srinivasa Narottam Das Thakur around Parikrama of Vrindavan. He gives the same story that Madhavendra Puri found the deity, and he points out that by that time Raghunath Das Goswami had given over the charge of the deity to Vitilanath, the younger son of Vallabhacharya. This is strong evidence, very strong evidence, positive scriptural evidence, on-site witness of Madhavendra Puri's being the finder of the Gopal deity. Now, what's the story that the Vallabha Sampradaya give? They say that at age 14, Vallabhacharya was called by Gopal. He went to Govardhan, and the deity then emerged directly from the hill, although they say that was in 1493 at the earliest, that for 80 years prior to that, the deity had been progressively revealing himself from the stone of the hill. First just his hand was visible, and then gradually his face became manifest, and when Vallabhacharya appeared, then he hopped out of the hill and asked Vallabhacharya to worship him. And then when Aurangzeb began his policy of raising temples, and this is shared by the Gaudiyas, then at that time the deity was moved to a city that was built for him in Rajasthan by the Raj, and that was called Nathdwar. And then after that, history is the same.